Conclusion: Science, Spirituality, and Humanity. Looking back over my 70 years of life, I see that my personal encounter with science began in an almost entirely pre-scientific world where the technological seemed miraculous. I suppose my fascination for science still rests in an innocent amazement at the wonders of what it can achieve. From these beginnings, my journey into science has led me into issues of great complexity, such as science's impact on our understanding of the world, its power to transform human lives and the very earth we live on, and the awesome moral dilemmas which its new findings have posed. Yet one cannot and should not forget the wonder and the beauty of what has been made possible. The insights of science have enriched many aspects of my own Buddhist worldview. Einstein's theory of relativity, with its vivid thought experiments, has given an empirically tested texture to my grasp of Nagarjuna's theory of the relativity of time. The extraordinarily detailed picture of the behavior of subatomic particles at the minutest levels imaginable brings home the Buddha's teaching on the dynamically transient nature of all things. The discovery of the genome all of us share throws into sharp relief the Buddhist view of the fundamental equality of all human beings. What is the place of science in the totality of human endeavor? It has investigated everything from the smallest amoeba to the complex neurobiological system of human beings, from the creation of the universe and the emergence of life on Earth to the very nature of matter and energy. Science has been spectacular in exploring reality. It has not only revolutionized our knowledge, but opened new avenues of knowing. It has begun to make inroads into the complex question of consciousness, the key characteristic that makes us sentient. The question is whether science can provide a comprehensive understanding of the entire spectrum of reality and human existence. From the Buddhist perspective, a full human understanding must not only offer a coherent account of reality, our means of apprehending it, and the place of consciousness, but also include a clear awareness of how we should act. In the current paradigm of science, only knowledge derived through a strictly empirical method, underpinned by observation, inference, and experimental verification, can be considered valid. This method involves the use of quantification and measurement, repeatability, and confirmation by others. Many aspects of reality, as well as some key elements of human existence, such as the ability to distinguish between good and evil, spirituality, artistic creativity, some of the things we most value about human beings, inevitably fall outside the scope of the method. Scientific knowledge, as it stands today, is not complete. Recognizing this fact, and clearly recognizing the limits of scientific knowledge, I believe is essential. Only by such recognition can we genuinely appreciate the need to integrate science within the totality of human knowledge. Otherwise, our conception of the world, including our own existence, will be limited to the facts adduced by science, leading to a deeply reductionist, materialistic, even nihilistic worldview.